For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Deborah Gonzalez. I'm honored to be your elected district attorney since 2021. I am here because I am running for re-election.
Indeed, Deborah Gonzalez. That was from a candidates forum last evening in the library on Baxter Street in Athens. She was there, other candidates, some of them on the May 21st ballot. Now, again, remember, Deborah Gonzalez did not draw primary opposition. There are no Republican challengers. There is an independent candidate, Kaki Yalamanchili. He's trying to get enough signatures on enough petitions to get on the November ballot, just to set the stage there. But there is also, and this is what we're going to talk about here for the next few minutes, there is also an effort to recall Deborah Gonzalez as the district attorney. A recall to recall Mayor Kelly Gertz, and another recall to recall Clark County Sheriff John Q. Williams. Organizing and gathering signatures on petitions himself, James Lee with us now. James Lee, thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, you're welcome, Tim. Appreciate you having us on.
All right, first of all, and just so people know, people, they have seen you, whether they know it or not. James Lee, as he says, is the guy in the cowboy hat, the dude in the cowboy hat who's shown up at so many recent protests and is upset, as many of us are, as all of us should be, about the circumstances surrounding the Lake and Riley murder February 22nd and how the killer came to be. A, in the country, and B, in Athens. And we'll get to that. But I want to talk about this recall. Again, the three, the mayor, the sheriff, the DA. First of all, the logistics of this. There are signatures to be signed on petitions that have to be presented to put this in front of the voters. I don't know how this works. You do. Tell me how it works.
Well, pretty much a recall effort will take 30% of the electorate, those who voted in 2020 for Deborah Gonzalez, and 30% of those who voted in 2020 or 2022 for the mayor and or the sheriff.
And right away, a complicating factor, because in Deborah Gonzalez's case, the DA, two counties, Clark and Oconee, of course, Mayor Kelly Gertz and Sheriff John Q. Williams, strictly confined to the voters in Athens. And so there is one distinction. The other, you mentioned the time, John Q. Williams and Kelly Gertz elected in different time frames. And so there's also that element of this. You have to, though, get those, that 30%, however it shakes out, you have to get that 30%, and you're on your way to doing that, or you're trying to. And once that happens, then we would set up recall elections. And that's when you'd need 50% plus one to recall anybody who's of the three that you have targeted.
Correct. That's right. And if this recall is successful, we could have them removed by July or August of this year. We don't have to wait until November to vote them out. And even if we do vote them out in November, they're going to be sitting in power, all three of them, until at least January of next year. So why wait? I say let's do the recall. I'm calling all patriots and citizens to come on out and lend your voice and lend your signatures, sign your John Hancock to our petitions, and let's do what our founding fathers would be proud of, the voice of our founding fathers are calling out upon us and their posterity to fight back by taking up verbal arms against the enemies within and to sign our John Hancock on paper.
Now, just quickly, where James Lee, where can people do this? If I wanted to sign your petition, where would I find one?
Well, this Saturday, we're going to be at the Oconee Library in Watkinsville. And then there are other dates listed on our website, which is recallpd.org, recallpd, which stands for petition drive.org, recallpd.org. All the information and dates and locations will be on our website. But this Saturday, the 20th, will be at the Oconee Library from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And, of course, they're targeting the district attorney, Deborah Gonzalez. All right, I want to go through these one at a time here and get you to spell out briefly your list of grievances against these three individuals. Let's start with Sheriff John Q. Williams. As a technical matter, he could be defeated. He's in a primary, a Democratic primary in May. The early voting going to start in 11 days. I mean, he could be defeated in that election, and that could be a problem from your perspective that solves itself. But I'm curious, what's your gripe with the mayor, the sheriff? Get to the mayor in a moment. What's your gripe with Clark County Sheriff John Q. Williams?
Well, when Sheriff Williams was campaigning for his position, he said two things that didn't set right with me. The first thing was he said that if he's elected sheriff, he's going to implement Obama policies for 21st century policing. That's the first thing that he said. The second thing that he mentioned while he was campaigning in this long interview we had, he said that he would not work with ICE or ICE detainers if he became sheriff. He clearly said that if he was basically telling the citizens that if we arrest illegal aliens, we're not going to work with ICE. We're not going to.
Okay, let me interject here, John James Lee. Those are things he said during the course of a campaign. He won that campaign. He defeated an incumbent. He won that election. Why not simply wait until the next election, which, by the way, is next month?
Well, I think if it's a two-prong attack. Listen to this. Why sit back and do nothing? What if he does win? If he wins, then we got this on the back burner to get him out. If he wins, then so be it.
Well, if he wins, wouldn't that be kind of an indicator that your recall effort wouldn't go particularly well? I mean, I'm just trying to think of that politically for a moment. Let's move on to the mayor. The 2019 resolution, which carried no force of law, it was simply that mayor and that commission in that moment expressing their opinions to boo white supremacy, yay diversity, is essentially what they were saying. Is that reason enough for a recall?
Well, there's more reasons than that. First of all, he said that it had no effect of law. Are you talking about the sanctuary city?
Yeah, what you people are calling, you and your supporters are calling, the sanctuary city resolution. Of course, as we know, sanctuary cities are against the law to begin with in Georgia. But okay, you would say, yeah, it's a de facto sanctuary city. They're doing everything a sanctuary city would do.
Right.
But the resolution
didn't have
any force of law to make that happen.
Right. It didn't have any force of law, but in operation, daily operations, they're operating like a sanctuary city. Of course, legally, they can't use the word sanctuary city. So therefore, in that 2019 resolution, they did not use those words, but they sent out code words. They were basically describing what a sanctuary city is, and that's how they operate from day to day.
Going after as well, and this, again, a little bit different than the other two, the mayor and the sheriff, is the DA for the simple reason that she covers two counties, which means your work is kind of doubled, your workload in trying to get these signatures. You have to go to Oconee County as well as Athens. You say you will, by the way, this weekend. What's your gripe with Deborah Gonzalez?
Say that one more time.
Yeah, what's your complaint? Why do you want to remove, as opposed to waiting for the voters to do it, why do you want Deborah Gonzalez recalled?
Well, we want her out of office because she ain't doing nothing good for our county, for both counties. Why wait until November, where she'll still be in power until January, even if they vote her out in November? Let's get her out now, and then that Kalki guy, he could replace her sooner rather than later.
Kalki, Yalom, and Sheely out there trying to get those signatures on those petitions. Very quickly, and we're going to have to go on this one, but I wanted to take you back to the mayor's news conference there and your presence at it. It drew quite the amount of attention, you in that cowboy hat and yelling and screaming at Mayor Kelly Gertz about making Athens a de facto sanctuary city. What's been the reaction to you personally and to your opinions in the weeks since?
Well, the reaction was a good reaction by most people. If you go on to any news website, like Fox News, Jesse Waters, when I was on his show, I mean, 99.9% of all the comments are 100% positive. I was getting comments from the country of Argentina, where they just elected a president who was conservative and replaced a communist Marxist type leader. I mean, the comments have been well, and, you know, I've been treated pretty much, I think, fairly by the community at hand.
James Lee, again, toss out that website where people can find you and tell us where you're going to be on Saturday.
We're going to be at the Oconee Public Library this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the website is recallpd.org, recallpd.org. And the PD stands for Petition Drive.
And again, that Oconee County Library, we should tell people, don't go looking where it was. Go looking where it is now. They've moved the library to Wire Park in Watkinsville. James Lee, best of luck with this. Keep us in the loop, and thanks for your time this morning.
All right. Thank you, Tim, for having me. I appreciate it.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.